A year and a half after the coronavirus shut down schools, businesses, and daily life, we're still figuring out how to deal with it, individually and collectively. But stories of growth and resilience come through adversity. So we're asking people to share their experiences getting through it all in a series called Pandemic Reflections. The hope is that individual takeaways resonate and perhaps impart wisdom in difficult times. As our series begins, we hear from Milwaukee Municipal Judge Derek Mosley. He's a kidney transplant recipient who faced a 12-day battle with COVID-19 last year in the ICU at Frederick Hospital. WUWM's Mayan Silver has the story.
Judge Derek Mosley says he vividly remembers a crucial moment in the ICU. It was when a doctor called him from inside the hospital and told him his health had hit a precarious stage.
And he said, "We don't know why, but some people just completely bottom out at this point. So you're at this stage, so we're going to watch you." And, you know, and so he hung up the phone, and it's dark and you hear the beeps, and it all sunk in for me at that moment.
Yeah, that's the way. That's how you
Family members weren't allowed to visit Mosley. So a nurse brought him an iPad so he could talk to family and friends, knowing he could die.
Then she left with the iPad, and I was alone again. And you're just with your thoughts all alone. And I just said to myself, you know, just preparing myself that at this point I was like, I had come to the point where, you know, if this was my time, this was my time, right? And I just wanted to make sure that my family was okay and my family was all right.
Mosley says his recovery was rough. It's an understatement to call it an intense struggle. He now appreciates what many take for granted, like the simple act of breathing.
You don't think about that. You know, I only think about breathing heavy when I'm running or I'm exercising. But I was doing nothing. I was just sitting laying in a bed and couldn't breathe. And so it felt as if you were actually running a marathon or just ran a marathon, the way you're gasping like that for air, trying to get your lungs back into shape. But you're just sitting in a bed. And so it makes you appreciate breaths. In fact, to this day, I will just stop and just take a series of deep breaths because I was unable to do it then. To this day, I always have on my person a blood oxygen meter. And I will put my finger in it and just to make sure, because when you see the number decrease before your eyes, it's quite frightening.
Mosley says the experience was also mentally and emotionally challenging. As a judge, he's used to finding answers.
Problems are what I solve every single day. And so someone presents a problem, I try to come up with a solution. And so that's what made this so hard for me and so difficult to comprehend, is there was no solution that I could come up with because it was completely out of my hands. And that's what made it even more frightening.
Mosley describes the helplessness he felt.
As a judge, you know, you go into a courtroom and everybody's looking at you and listening to you, and what you say goes, right? And so you go from that environment, going into an environment where you control nothing, right? In the courtroom, I control everything that happens in that courtroom. But when you're sitting laying in the ICU and, you know, the doctors aren't even coming into the room because of how precarious the situation is, they're calling you on the phone in the room to talk, you realize you control nothing.
Mosley said he learned something about being powerless during his COVID struggle, and it's changed how he conducts himself in the courtroom.
You better believe it. It put it in perspective for me. That person standing in front of me, whose life is in the balance based on what I do, it made me realize just how, not only how important the job is, but how important it is for that person. That person's a dad. That person's a brother. That person's an uncle. And it affects their whole family, not just that one person. And so it gave me another perspective.
The pandemic affected Mosley in another way, too. As it's progressed, he's been paying attention to how misfortune can snowball. For instance, for someone who's become unemployed.
So you lose your job. So now you can't make your mortgage. So now you're worried about being evicted. And now you have a family trying to find a place for your kids to stay, maybe with relatives, while you work this out.
Mosley thinks about all of this, when assessing punishment for the violations of those who come before him. Maayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.